Good afternoon. The nor'easter that produced snow late last night through this morning continues to intensify south and east of Long Island. The track of this storm will leave the heaviest snow in central and eastern New England, with blizzard conditions right along the coast. The heaviest accumulations will also be to the east. However, most of interior New York and New England will at least have a general light snow for the rest of the afternoon and into the evening hours. Temperatures will hold in the lower and middle 30s. During the overnight period, as the storm tracks east of Cape Cod, the snow will become more intermittent over New York State, while lessen in intensity, however, remain steady and light over the remainder of the region in interior New England. The result will be storm total accumulations of about 2 to 4 inches in the lower Hudson Valley. 4 to 8 inches of snow will be common in the mid-Hudson Valley, the greater Capital District, and upper Hudson Valley. Also 4 to 8 inches in the Mohawk Valley. In the Catskills, the Adirondacks, the Rensselaer Plateau, and the Taconics, as well as central portions of Vermont, we can expect 6 to 10 inches of snow, while the highest snowfall accumulations will occur mostly in interior New England, including Connecticut, where 8 to 14 inches of snow will fall, with higher amounts possible. During the day on Wednesday, the wind will pick up and become gusty out of the northwest. Temperatures will hold in the 30s and will have cloudy skies with occasional light snow or snow showers that could dust the ground up to a couple more inches, especially across the higher terrain. As the storm remains over top of us for the end of the week, skies will remain mostly cloudy. It'll be windy and chilly for this time of year with occasional light snow showers with minimal accumulations through the end of the week, but temperatures staying in the lower and middle 30s. Finally, the storm will lift out for the weekend, and a drying trend will take hold with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and Sunday. Both days will be in the mid-30s, and despite a return to sunshine on Monday, it'll stay cold for March, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that powerful nor'easter is expected to hammer New England today with heavy snow and blizzard conditions near the coast as the storm center passes to the southeast of New England. The potential exists for mesoscale heavy snow bands to form near the coast, leading to bursts of heavy snow along with very gusty winds. Coastal flooding is also likely around times of high tide. A renewed surge of cold air will then become entrenched over the eastern United States behind the storm, leading to unseasonably cold temperatures for March to continue through the middle of the week, with Florida also feeling the effects of the colder weather, with a blocking pattern remaining in place across the higher latitudes. The nor'easter is expected to directly affect Nova Scotia on Wednesday and then weaken. The central United States then should be relatively mild and mostly sunny through the middle of the week under a large high-pressure ridge. The west will be increasingly wet and snowy, though, as well, and unsettled as a front approaches and moves inland. The greatest rainfall should be focused over the favored terrain of northern and central California, with some locations picking up as much as 2 to 4 inches of rain through Wednesday morning. Heavy snow is expected across the higher mountain terrain, with the greatest amounts likely for the Sierra Nevada mountains through the middle of the week. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow, 1 to 2 inches, highs in the upper 30s. Boston, windy with snow, heavy at times, blizzard conditions, 12 to 18 inches of snow and highs in the lower 30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with light snow and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees. The average low, 24. The record high, 70, set in 2012 and 1946. And the record low, 6 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:11 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:59 p.m. 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with snow today, highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with snow, heavy at times today, especially in New England, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow tonight, windy, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Cloudy and breezy with snow today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow, heavy at times today, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with snow today, highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and breezy with occasional light snow or snow showers and other dusting up to a couple of inches in most spots, especially across the higher terrain, mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy to windy on Thursday and Friday. A few snow showers passing from time to time, lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, breezy, cool, mid-30s, and mostly sunny, staying in the mid-30s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.